This audio is brought to you by Medjugorje.org.
The following is a talk given by the Medjugorje visionary Yaakov Tolo in fall of 2009.
And I'm going to share with you now the most important thing about the apparitions of Our Lady. And what is the most important, more important than anything. And those are the messages of Our Lady. Our Lady has been appearing more than 27 years. Many people who come here to Medjugorje, they are always surprised and they ask why for 27 years. Why Our Lady has been giving so many messages. And we always ask ourselves why. But instead of asking why, we should say something else. But we have to give thanks to God. We have to give Him thanks for the grace and the gift He gave to us. We have to give Him thanks because He permits Our Lady to spend time with us. And so often we forget how much graces we have. And the graces are right before us. And I'm also sure if each of us opens our hearts towards God, towards Our Lady, each one of us will be able to understand why Our Lady has been coming. All of us will be able to understand with our hearts that Our Lady is our mother, that she loves us all, and that she wants to bring us all to peace and to joy. And that peace and joy we can find only in Jesus Christ. That's why Our Lady gives us her messages. And the messages of Our Lady are nothing else but the way how to get to Jesus. And that's the way of prayer, conversion, of peace, and that's the way of fasting and Holy Mass. So many people who hear the messages of Our Lady for the first time, who never lived these messages before, they are going to say that there are so many messages. And how to start living these messages, they are going to ask. So it was the same way for me at the beginning. You see, I had never prayed all 15 decades of the rosary before. I had never fasted twice a week. And I hadn't known what the word conversion means. And I also asked myself how to live these messages. In one of her messages, Our Lady said, "Dear children, it is enough that you open your hearts and I do the rest." And I think that this message is very important for each one of us. And especially for all of you who come here as pilgrims to Medjugorje. And how to start this pilgrimage? It is important that we have pure, clean hearts. And that's why I recommend to each one of you, the first thing you do here is the Holy Confession. And if we have pure, clean hearts, then we'll be able to say our yes to Our Lady. But also each living of the messages of Our Lady, we have to ask this from God. This is the gift. Each message of Our Lady, we have to accept and live with our hearts. So every prayer we say, and Our Lady has said so many times, pray with the heart. And you see, to pray with the heart is a gift from God. And this is the gift which God desires to give to all of us. And in order to accept this, we have to ask this on a daily basis. Because prayer must become a joy for us. We cannot pray if we feel that we must pray. Our hearts must feel need for prayer. The prayer must become our food. And at the same moment, the prayer is something else. And the prayer is the answer for all questions we carry in our hearts. And Our Lady repeated so many times, pray and you are going to receive all answers. And Our Lady invites us to pray the Holy Rosary, to renew the prayer of the Holy Rosary. But also she said, every prayer we say with the heart is important. And Our Lady always recommends the prayer in our families so that we can place God in very first place, so that we find the time in our families for Him. And if God lives in our family, and then we have everything what one family needs. That is peace, that is joy, that is love. And this is what each family should have. So if God does not live with us, we are not the family. We have to be example to our children. We have to pray together with our children. We are responsible before our children, because each child is a gift from God. The gift which we must live. And we have to take this gift to the right way. Because everything comes, everything is born in the family. So each parent has a great responsibility before child. Our Lady invites us to fast on Wednesdays and Fridays. Bread and water. Taco is asking, what day is today? Jakob says, you are laughing. Probably you all had a breakfast. So when we talk about fasting, many people ask me, why we need to fast? And there is this message of Our Lady, which she said here in Medjugorje. And which is the answer for this question. Our Lady said, dear children, with prayer and fasting, you can reach every goal. You can even stop wars. And I think that this message tells us all. And you see, we wander and we walk around asking what we have to do. We go to other people. And you see, people come very often to our houses. But when the message is clear to us, when we know clearly what we are to do, but unfortunately, there are many of us who remember God only when we need Him. When we ask something from Him. And when we ask this something, and we want to receive that immediately. And I have heard so many times from pilgrims, I've been praying for a year and nothing happens. This is not the faith. God is always with us. And nobody knows us better but God. And nobody knows what is the best for us but God. And God is going to help us always. But we have to stay persistent in our faith and in our prayer. And in these moments when we wonder, when we ask ourselves, God, where are you? Why don't you help us? But in that moment, instead of asking this question, we should ask the another one. Where have we been? Was God on the first place yesterday? What did I do? Did I pray? Did I open myself towards Him? These are the questions we should ask ourselves. When you come here to Medjugorje, why are you coming here? There is nothing special to see here. I'm sure you do not come because of visionaries. And I also think that you should not come because of miracles or signs. And you see, people ask for these signs so often. They pray for them. And I see people looking at the sun in order to see something. If God is going to give you a sign, He is going to give you this sign even you do not ask for it. But you see, the signs are all the time around us. Each one of us is a sign of God. Are we able to recognize, to see this sign? Are we able to recognize, to see the sign of God in another human being? Unfortunately, so often, no. You come to Medjugorje because of one thing. And this is really the greatest sign. To change our lives here. To convert ourselves. To start the new life. The new life with God. But there is something more important. And this is that this gift we receive in Medjugorje, we take it back to our homes. I think. I think that your true pilgrimage really starts when you get back to your homes. And that's the place where we are going to see what we received in Medjugorje. And are we going to live this gift? Our Lady repeats so often that all of us should become her apostles in the world. And how to become her apostle? Unfortunately, we talk too much. And you see, when we use our tongues to talk, all of us are good and well behaved. But the best way to talk to others is our example. We have to be example to other people so that they are able to recognize God within us and how God acts and works through us. And this is the true example. So if you have any questions, you are welcome to ask. No question. Yes. How often does Yaakov see the Blessed Mother? I have annual apparitions on Christmas, once in a year. Yes.
Excuse me, can I ask you, could you thank Our Lady for everything she's done for my dear boy, my son?
The lady asked, could you thank to Our Lady for everything she has done to us?
For my son.
Yaakov says, I can give thanks to her, but this is something what you can do by yourselves. And you said thank you, and I know that Our Lady heard you. Any other question? Yes, sir? So everything what you carry in your heart to tell to Our Lady, tell her by yourselves. You have to understand one thing. Our Lady is a mother. She loves all her children. She is not listening only to me, but she is listening to all of you. And we can all talk to her. If we open our hearts, and when we talk, we can talk to her. She is always with us. No more questions. I'm going to pray for all of you, for all your intentions. And on the special way, I'm going to pray for the sick. But also I'm kindly asking from all of you to pray for all of us here. And this way we all will be united in prayer. And we are going to close this meeting with one Hail Mary.
This and other audios can be found on our website, medjugorje.org.